Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Playbook. Suit up, score chicks, be awesome. By Barney Stinson and Matt Kuhn. Read by me, Barney Stinson. The playbook is dedicated to those beautiful creatures that can make a young boy's heart leap, a middle-aged man weep with joy, and an old man smile. Boobs. You can discover more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation. Plato. Introduction. First of all, thanks for purchasing this audiobook. Now, if you're listening to this, I'm guessing you're either too pathetic to pick up girls on your own, or you're looking for some creative ideas to spice up your repertoire, but my money's on too pathetic to pick up girls on your own. You stumble up to a woman and stammer in a rehearsed yet cracking voice, "Can I get your number?" Your trembling hands are stuffed in your pockets in a futile attempt to look cool. You're dressed like an overgrown eighth grader. You're a little out of shape. Geez, buddy, you're kind of a mess, huh? Ooh, I bet you smell, too. The good news is you're not alone, Ted. There are millions of unattractive chumps just like you all over the place who apparently never want to sleep with a woman. But all of that is going to change because now, with the help of the playbook, you'll be able to approach any beautiful woman you want and trick her into sleeping with you. How? By giving you self-confidence and proving that you really are somebody who matters, even though you're not. Again, sincerely, thanks for purchasing this audiobook. What is the playbook? The playbook provides a plentitude of plays to profit the persistent player. Contained within this program are every scam, con, hustle, hoodwink, gambit, flim-flam, stratagem, and bamboozle I've ever used or ever hope to use to pick up chicks and give them the business. Now, in an act of selfless charity, I'm passing this treasure of pleasure on to you as an easy-to-follow guide. Included in this collection are more than 75 schemes that are guaranteed to attract all kinds of women, no matter how sorrowful your social skills are. Best of all, most of the plays require no experience and little to no preparation, so you have almost everything you need to get started right away. Almost. 83% of the plays will necessitate at least a few yards of aluminum foil. So, before you get cracking, you'd be wise to buy in bulk at your local big-box store or discount warehouse retailer. With so many other pickup programs available on the market today, you might be wondering what makes the playbook unique. First of all, I created this program, so you know it's going to be awesome. Second, I've slept with enough hotties to overbook a commercial airliner. Several of them on a commercial airliner, what up? And only once had to wear eyeliner and a goofy hat to do it. And that was only because this chick had been in a coma since 1983 and pretending to be Boy George was such an obvious layup. Last and most important, other seduction methods preach social dynamics in which you insult women in an attempt to attract them. I find that approach both demeaning and offensive. Rather than degrade women, the playbook centers on the profound, positive, and personal changes you can make to trick hot sluts into sleeping with you. How does the playbook work? The plays in this book are scientifically calibrated to excite the female sex nodes enough to make her actually consider having sex with a stranger. This strategy flies in the face of conventional wisdom, because for countless millennia, men were led to believe that women were not interested in casual sex. We were told their libido had been replaced with the urge to have children, make dinner, and discover the planet's cutest handbag. But recent evidence suggests that women enjoy sex almost as much as finding a Christian Dior clutch in White Croc at 30% off. Now, thanks to science, we can generate a clearer picture of what women are looking for in a sexual partner. After years of in-depth field research, very in-depth, I've discovered that women are sexually aroused by four primary factors. Number one, money. Number two, fame. Number three, vulnerability. Number four, emotional and spiritual fulfillment. Obviously, number four is right out the window. Seducing a woman by satisfying her on an emotional level is difficult, time-consuming, and, quite frankly, unrewarding. Therefore, the playbook focuses on transforming you into someone who reflects some or all of those first three qualities. If you're wondering why you have to change who you are, consider this. Is a woman more likely to sleep with a loser like you or an underwater bomb diffuser who grew up in an orphanage? It's just science. Using all this information, imagine what women might consider the most sexually attractive man ever. Yes, I can picture him now. Fireman's hat. A man in uniform, but not like a fast food or custodian's uniform. Giant sunglasses, could be famous. Giant ear, good listener, yeah. Tears, right, vulnerability. Holding a puppy, animal lover. Wearing the top half of a suit, right, wears suits. Crotch bulge, naturally blessed. Back pocket bulge, financially blessed. Holding a guitar, can play guitar. Wearing football pants, athletic prowess. And military boots, because he's a bad boy. Now, don't worry. The playbook will never ask you to dress up like this bozo. You'll be asked to dress up like a fireman or a football player, but never at the same time. How to use the playbook. As you listen to the playbook, you'll notice that each play is presented in an easy-to-follow recipe format. This is done so that even a chump like you has a shot at glory. Immediately following the title of the play is a profile box that presents the following quick reference information. Success rate, the likelihood of completing the play. Attracts, the type of chick the play is designed to ensnare. Requirements, the props and or special talents you'll need. Prep time, how much time you need to invest in the play. Bummers, potential negatives to running the play other than, quote, might totally fail. Following the reference information are the numbered steps for each play. Simply follow them word for word with absolutely no deviation and you'll get laid, maybe. Now, before you skip ahead and start trying out plays on random chicks, there are three things you need to consider. One, location, location, location. While most plays can be performed at a party or in your local bar, I recommend you workshop these plays elsewhere when you're just getting your feet wet, if you have any hope of getting other areas wet. Beta testing a play in a foreign environment safeguards you from any emotional damage, physical harm, or, heaven forbid, your bros giving you crap for striking out. Two, mad props. Some of the plays entail wardrobe elements or other accessories that might not be readily available around the home. Therefore, it's a good idea to establish a relationship with a local party or costume shop owner. A good one will let you sample their wares at little to no cost if you promise to promptly return them. As a show of appreciation and good faith, you should take extra care not to damage the costume, even as you're climbing out the window of a girl you just duped into sleeping with you. It's called integrity. Three, skill level. Some of the plays require a considerable amount of game, while others entail almost no effort whatsoever, like the Michael Jordan or the Saudi Prince. The playbook presents plays in increasing order of difficulty so that you can take baby steps on your way to baby-making steps. This is done for safety. If you tried to run an advanced play like the Landmine Whisperer, without the proper experience, you could wind up seriously hurting your chances of getting laid. It's important to identify your skill level before getting started. That's why I've included the following ASS test, or Aptitudinal Seduction Skills Test. Here we go. Answer these five questions. You're going to need paper and a pen to keep track of your answers to determine your player level. Question 1. What's the first thing you say to a chick? A. I'm awesome. B. Hi, how are you? C. Gah. Question number 2. When you go out, you usually wear A. A suit. Duh. B, a shirt with a collar, designer denim, dressy shoes, nothing too fancy. C, Cheetos stained jeans, sandals, and a hysterically ironic screen print t-shirt. Question 3. A woman's coming over to your place. You, A, quickly usher the chick from last night off the premises. B, scramble to clean up the place and hide any porn. C, ask your parents to seriously respect the no trespassing sign on your door this time. Question 4. How many ladies have you been with? A, please. B, I'd rather not say. C, probably like a million. Question number 5. When out at a bar, you are most likely A, chatting up a fine chick. B, sitting with your bros debating which ladies to approach and how, a process that will continue until last call when you skulk home sad and alone. C, you were going to go out with your bros but got caught up in an epic World of Warcraft PvP with some kid in Korea, and you totally would have PWN'd that noob with just a Vindicator's brand, Mongoose Enchant, if the server hadn't crashed. Player level. Give yourself 5 points for every A, 3 points for every B, and 1 point for every C. So, if your total score is between 23 and 25, your skill level is Don Juan. If your total is between 16 and 22, you are Don Johnson. If it's between 10 and 15, you are Don King. And if your total is between 5 and 9, you are Don Knotts. The History of the Playbook. While the collection of plays presented here hails from the incomparable mind of Barney Stinson, it is by no means a new endeavor. In fact, devising schemes to seduce women has been man's primary occupation since before the dawn of history. The proof exists in prehistoric cave paintings. Cavemen would return home from a hunt, carrying one of their buddies, Urk, on their shoulders. They would describe through spirited reenactment what a dangerous kill it was and how Urk bravely climbed atop the saber-toothed tiger or mastodon or triceratops or whatever. To help sell the story, they drew pictures of the event on the wall using charcoal and ochre. Thanks to his bros, Urk would score some major cave tail that night, while the others played rock, rock, rock to decide who would be the next day's hero. Urk became ineligible for a week. On the next hunt, the men would quickly kill an animal and then spend the rest of the day choreographing the big reenactment and arguing over which cave chicks would look the best clothed. Creating the myth of the all-day hunt served two purposes for cavemen. It got one guy some easy action and got the rest out of a full day of gathering and nagging. While the hero of the hunt is as old as the I discovered fire, it's actually not the oldest trick in the book. That would be the I love you, which, of course, had an extra level of complexity before the invention of language. Surprisingly, the next attempt to record plays didn't occur until the 13th century, when monks spent their entire lives writing down seduction scenarios in collections called illuminated manuscripts. Tragically, they were all destroyed by a gaggle of angry nuns. But Barney, why would monks spend their entire lives scheming up ways to sleep with women when they had taken a vow of celibacy? I think you just answered your own question, fake listener. And now we present famous plays throughout history. The play, The Royal Burial. The player, King Tut. The year, 1323 BC. How it worked. Dies young and is entombed with tons of gold. The original chick magnet. The play, The Great Last Name. The player, Alexander the Great. The year, 325 BC. How it worked? Conquers much of the known world, creating a legion of angry fathers in order to become the ultimate bad boy. The play, The Quetzalcoatl. The player, Hernan Cortez. The year, 1519. How it worked? Convinces women of the Aztec Empire that he's a god by showing them his shiny helmet. The play, The Insignificant Human. The player, Galileo Galilei. The year, 1610. How it worked? Points his telescope heavenward, proving to chicks how infinitesimal we are. So why not bang? The play? The Great Compromise. The player? Roger Sherman. The year? 1787. How it worked? Develops the bicameral system of representation to balance power between large and small states, but, more important, triple the number of hot young staffers introduced to Washington, D.C. every election cycle. The play, the me complex. The player, Napoleon. The year, 1811. How it worked. Generates sympathy among countless European chicks by convincing them he conquered half the continent because he's ashamed of his height. The play, The Spirit of St. Louis. The player, Charles Lindbergh. The year, 1927. How it worked. Fools the world into thinking flying is dangerous, thereby creating generations of nervous and vulnerable female passengers, posthumously named president of the Mile High Club. The play, The Gandhi. The player, Mahatma Gandhi. The year, 1932. How it worked. Shaves head, puts on glasses, and goes on a hunger strike to protest something or other. The move reappears half a century later with the Bono. The play? The Eagle Has Landed. The player? Neil Armstrong. The year? 1969. How it worked. Gets millions of chicks to believe he actually went to the moon and walked on it. Classic. The play? The I'm George Clooney. The player, George Clooney. The year, 1997. How it worked, becomes a handsome movie star. Barnediction. Take a knee, boys. As we embark on this new mission together, remember, the playbook is only a guide. I encourage you to add your own personality and creativity to each and every play. As a wise man once said, it's not the destination, but the journey. I think you'll agree in this instance the destination far outweighs the journey, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to have fun in the process. During your adventures, you may start to feel the urge to develop your own plays. I highly encourage you to do so, and then post them to barneysblog.com. We should exist as a community of players that can learn and grow from one another's experiences. If you find a new way to get laid, believe me, I'm interested, and will totally not steal it and take credit for it in the playbook too, also by Barney Stinson. One final note. Throughout your quest, you may find yourself mired in a slump when none of the plays seem to work, and you suddenly feel like the worthless individual you were before listening to the playbook. That's okay, because while you'll never be as awesome as me, you can rest easy knowing salvation may lie in the very next play. That's the beauty of the playbook. Each and every page delivers a new hope that you can trick a girl into having sex with you, unless it's the last page. Then you're pretty much screwed until I write my next book. Disclaimer. While each of the plays presented in this book will put you in the best possible position to score, the publisher makes no guarantee you actually will. As the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him have sex with it. Plays for the Beginner, Don Knotts. The Snassa. Success rate, 13%. Attracts, chicks with moon rocks for brains. Requirements, none, though a helmet won't hurt you. Prep time, T-0. Bummers, women dumb enough to believe in Snassa often don't know what NASA is. The play. 1. Pick out a particularly dense-looking target, and by dense, I'm not talking mass over volume. 2. Point to your drink and mention that you're only allowed to drink Tang up in space. When she asks if you're an astronaut, immediately shush her. Look around, then say in a hushed tone that you shouldn't be telling her this, but you're actually in a top-secret government space program called Secret NASA, or SNASA. 3. Offer to demonstrate what re-entry feels like when returning from the smoon. The 1 week to live. Success rate, 50%. Attracts, natural nurses. Requirement, a hearty cough. Prep time, none. Bummers, begging the universe to kick you in the nards. The play. 1. Set up camp in a public place and start coughing like crazy. Really get a good wheeze going, like you're trying to breathe through a washcloth or doing an impression of John Goodman tying his shoes. 2, keep coughing until a viable target approaches and asks what's wrong. 3, fight back tears and tell her it's nothing, but then break down and admit that you've only got 1 week to live. 4, now tell her the worst part is leaving the earth before ever sharing the intimate company of a woman. Say this with puppy dog eyes, and you should be good to go. Note, don't get into specifics about your disease, since that gets super depressing super fast. Just deliver the relevant facts that it's terminal, non-contagious, and causes your penis to swell to the size and consistency of a country fair zucchini. The blind date. Success rate, 22%. Attracts desperate chicks and pity queens. Requirements, a single rose. Prep time, none. Bummers, roses are thorny. Ow. The play. 1. Take a single rose into your local bar, approach a chick, and say, "Are you Stacy?" When she shakes her head, repeat the process for every other potential target. 2. After a few rounds, sit down and sulk until one of your targets approaches to ask what's wrong. That's your cue to say you think your blind date stood you up. 3. After her aww and half hug, where she takes great care not to let her boobs touch you, start to complain about how tough dating is these days, especially for a billionaire. 4. Sleep with her. The don't drink that. Success rate, 45%. Attracts chicks who don't like being drugged. Requirements, good hand-eye coordination. Prep time, none. Bummers, 35% chance of getting your ass kicked. The play. 1. Identify your target, and just as she's about to sip her drink, sprint over and shout, "Don't drink that! I saw some guy slip something in there!" 2. When she asks who did it, look around and point to the smallest dude in the room or a bro you want to play a funny prank on. 3. Let her reward you for saving her life. The rum springa. Success rate, 80%. Attracts experienced ladies, secular chicks. Requirements, patchy facial hair, ill-fitting suit, Old Testament name. Prep time, however long it takes to grow a beard. Bummers, have to wear ill-fitting, zipperless suit. Have to hide cell phone. Did I mention the suit? The play. 1. Grow a beard. 2. Shave out the mustache portion of your beard. 3. Put on your ill-fitting suit but lose the tie and swap the belt for suspenders. Barf. 4. Approach your target and explain that you're Amish and are on your rumspringa, your rite of passage. You want to learn more about the English before you return to a life of simple humility. 5. Have sex with her. Why does this work? 1. Women see you as a clean slate they can mold briefly into their plaything. 2. She will assume that you, as a man of faith, have a strong sense of spirituality and therefore care whether she reaches orgasm or not. 3. License to slut it up. Since you're returning to your Amish community after your rumspringa, there's little fear her friends will find out. I mean, you shun technology, so it's not like the video she let you take is going to magically appear on the internet or something. Wink! Note, the rumspringa is actually a non-denominational play. In this instance, we've used the Amish faith as an example, but any religion or group of people with a required sojourn can work. Here are a few rites of passage you can use to hit on chicks. For the LDS church, the rite of passage would be a mission. For the Australian Aborigines, a walkabout. Theravada Buddhism, Shinbu. For the Sioux, a vision quest. Scientology, just make something up. The Terminator. Success rate, 60%. Attracts girls who like bad boys. Requirements, dry ice. Prep time, less than a minute. Bummers, having to be relatively in shape, being nude in front of dudes, high arrest rate. The play. 1. In the middle of a bar or party, crouch down and activate your dry ice. 2. Quickly strip down to the buff. 3. As the ice clears, slowly rise up and walk determinedly toward your target and say, "I have been sent from the future to protect you." 4. Have sex with her. The hot dude. Success rate, 100%. Attracts, all women. Requirements, handsome face, swimmer's body. Prep time, none. Bummers, not sporting. The play. 1. Be really attractive. 2. Have sex with chicks. The escaped convict. Success rate, 90%. Attracts, ladies with conjugal visit fantasies. Requirements, leg irons. Prep time, none. Bummers, leg irons can cause mild chafing. The play. 1. Approach your target and accidentally knock her purse or phone to the floor. As you stoop to pick it up, pause meaningfully while exposing your leg irons. Make sure she sees them. 2. Quickly, in a whisper, tell her you just escaped and beg her to keep quiet. You were falsely imprisoned for a nonviolent crime, then you can't go back there. You only broke out to see your newborn daughter, but your witch of an ex-wife refused to let you, even though you crawled through a sewer pipe to see her. This is also a good time to inform her that you have since showered. 3. Now that you've proven you're a bad boy with a heart of gold, it's time to ask if you can hole up at her place. The European. Success rate, 99 degrees Celsius. Attracts, chicks who think they're way smart. Requirements, weird accent. Prep time, none. Bummers, might have to pretend you like soccer. Sorry, football. The play. 1. Approach your target and introduce yourself. Talk in a strange accent like you've got an ice cube in your mouth or your Stephen Hawking's robo voice. 2. When she asks where you're from, pick a place in Europe that everybody has heard of but probably doesn't really exist, like Slovenia or Montevideo or Belgium. Editor's note, Montevideo exists in Uruguay, which is in South America, not Europe. 3. Have sex with her. Why does this work? Women are conditioned to think that Europeans are more sensitive, stylish, and intelligent than Americans. Apparently, they value those qualities. The Olympian. Success rate, 50%. Attracts, patriotic chicks. Requirements, warm-up jacket, oatmeal raisin cookie. Prep time, 4 minutes. Bummers, seasonal play. The play. 1. Every 2 years, there's a 3-week period during which the Olympics are relevant. Make sure you are operating within this window. 2. Use masking tape to add a U, S, and A to the back of your warm-up jacket, preferably in that order. 3. Cover the oatmeal raisin cookie in tinfoil and attach some ribbon to make it a medal. Question: why does it have to be an oatmeal raisin cookie? Answer: because they're delicious. 4. Put on your jacket and enter a bar with your silver medal hanging around your neck. As targets approach and inquire about your medal, shrug it off. You hate to talk about it because you just missed winning the gold in blank. Insert an anonymous yet legitimate Olympic event. 5. Choose a target and mount the podium. The author. Success rate, 18%. Attracts, bookish chicks. Requirements, none. Prep time, none. Bummers, bookish chicks. The play. 1. Hang around in a public place until you find a viable target reading a book. 2. Approach and ask her how she likes it so far, and as she's answering, glance at the cover and memorize the author's name. 3. If she says she likes it, hold out your hand and introduce yourself as the author. 4. Go back to her place for a speed read. Note, if the author does that snooty thing of using initials as the first name, abort the mission. There's a decent chance the author is either female or dead, either of which would exponentially complicate the play. The robot. Success rate, 50%. Attracts, sci-fi chicks, other robots. Requirements, oil. Prep time, none. Bummers, robot voice tough to shake after play. The play. 1. Approach your target stiffly, and by that I mean walk with a rigid gait. 2. Move your head around in all kinds of crazy angles while staring at her. 3. If she doesn't punch you first, ask her in a monotone voice, "What is love?" 4. Before she runs away, explain that you're a robot and have just escaped from a secret military base after becoming self-aware. Now you want to understand the confusing Hugh-Mon behavior of intimacy. 5. If she's not totally on board yet, inform her that your pneumatic oiling unit fires with a percussion rate of 2,800 blows per minute. The I'm joining the Marines success rate, 50%. Attracts patriotic chicks. Requirements, a good 1,000-yard stare. Prep time, none. Bummers. Not the most creative play. Easy to get caught, especially during times of peace. Possible, in some sort of Pauly Shore scenario, you'll actually wind up going to war. The play. 1. Offer to buy your target a drink. After she accepts, casually mention you're joining the Marines tomorrow. 2. Sleep with her. 3. Join the Marines. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think you could just help yourself to some military groupage without nutting up and putting on the uniform as so many brave men and women have before you? Well, guess again, you maggots. The privilege, yes, privilege, it's not a God-given right, of tapping some patriotic appreciation ass belongs only to our heroic boys and girls in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and, as my editor informs me, the Coast Guard. Why? Because they've earned this, Private Ryan. They've earned this. The Little Orphan Barney. Success rate, 10%. Attracts biological tickers, foster mothers. Requirements, patience. You only get 2 cracks at it a year. Prep time, none. Bummers, Mother's Day always sneaks up on you. The play. 1. On Mother's Day or Father's Day, head out to your local bar. Approach a chick and ask if she remembered to call her mother or father to wish them a happy Mother's or Father's Day. When she counters and asks if you called your mother or father, suddenly get a faraway look in your eyes and say, I don't have a mother or father. 2. Now that she feels like a terrible person, tell her you're an orphan. Rare these days, but yes, you were raised without parents. That's why having a family and being an amazing father someday are the most important things in life to you. Oh, and satisfying a woman and junk like that too. 3. After you have sex with her and never call her again, cross your fingers that she doesn't wind up with a fatherless child, because that would be cruelly ironic. The Firemen. Success rate, 25%. Attracts all chicks. Requirements, Dalmatian maybe? Prep time, none. Bummers, don't get to be a real fireman. Now that would be cool. The play. 1. Tell your target that you're a fireman. 2. Stop, drop, and roll with her. Note, impersonating a fireman carries with it some very serious risks. It's probably illegal somehow, even on Halloween. A fire could break out, or a cat could get stuck in a tree, and everyone will expect you to know what to do. An actual fireman could catch you pretending to be one and kick your ass. Or you might have to wear suspenders. The Grandpa Wonka. Success rate. Similar odds as finding a golden ticket. Attracts chicks with a sweet tooth. Requirements, pockets full of candy. Prep time, none. Bummers, might be asked to break into song. 1. Select your target and introduce yourself as, say your first name, then J. Wonka. Whether she asks or not, nod your head and add, as in Willy Wonka. Yes, he was my granddaddy. 2. Explain how you get all the money and all the candy you want. In fact, you have a 4-poster bed made out of gold and chocolate. Invite her to check it out. 3. Enjoy your sugar high. The Naked Man. Success rate, 66.66 repeating percent. Attracts, all types. Requirements, balls, metaphorically and anatomically speaking. Prep time, a couple hours. Bummers, 33.33 repeating percent of attempts will be awkward repeating. The play. 1. Acquire a target and use any legal means necessary to get back to her place. Some popular ploys include, my DVR exploded. Do you mind if I watch celebrities dancing at your place? My stupid roommate invited this slut who looks a lot like your junior high nemesis or maybe that bitch who gives you dirty looks at work back to our place. I wish I had a place to hang out for a couple hours. After a long day of examining apartments for deadly, odorless, difficult to detect without specialized training radon, it sure is nice to relax. 2. Once you're back at her place, the second she leaves the room, strip down to the uglies. You're basically laying it all out on the table. Although, don't actually lay it all out on the table. That is where she eats, after all. 3. When she returns and sees you rocking your skin suit, I guarantee she will go for it 2 out of 3 times. 2 out of 3 times. The shotgun. Success rate, 0.25%. Attracts, beats me. Requirements, thick skin. Plus, it doesn't hurt if it's at least 2 a.m. Prep time, none. Bummers, high slappability factor. The play. 1. Approach any viable target. 2. Ask if she'll have sex with you. 3. Immediately repeat steps 1 and 2 until someone says yes, you run out of women, or you're temporarily blinded by a vodka cran. The he's not coming. Success rate, 0.5%. Attracts, romantics, very recently scorned lovers. Requirements, Empire State Building, a dashing Cary Grant-esque mid-Atlantic accent. Recommended but not required. Prep time, travel to New York. Bummers, numbers game, can be time-consuming, gets chilly on top of the Empire State Building. The play. 1. Travel to New York and go to the observation deck of the Empire State Building. 2. Walk up to every girl you see and solemnly say, he's not coming. 3. Repeat step 2 until a girl breaks down on your shoulder. 4. Kablammo. Why does this work? For generations, the observation deck of the Empire State Building has been the place for romantic reunions with long-estranged lovers. Provided one of the estranged lovers is running a few minutes late, scoring here can be easy pickings. Plays for the amateur. Don King. The my penis grants wishes. Success rate, 10%. Attracts, romantics, dummies, and oddly, English teachers. Requirements, flowing robes, scimitar, turban, penis. Prep time, however long it takes to fashion a scimitar out of cardboard and tinfoil. Bummers, may offend some Middle Eastern chicks. The play. 1. Dress up like an Arabian prince and hit up your local bar. 2. Pick out a target and ask if she's heard stories about a magic lamp that summons a genie when you rub it. She has. Now, tell her that due to an unfortunate magic carpet accident, the genie now resides in your penis. 3. At this point, if she asks whether she'll be able to ask for more wishes, you're good to go. The Jorge Posada. Success rate, 44%. Attracts, fame hawks, sports groupies. Requirements, have to look kind of athletic-ish. Prep time, 2 innings. Bummers, may indirectly attract fantasy baseball dudes. The play. 1. Waddle into your local bar and approach your target. To help sell the ruse that you're a big league catcher, walk like you're balancing a water balloon between your upper thighs or doing the classic out-of-TP sprint between bathrooms. 2. Casually mention you're a little sore after last night's game and, upon prompting, explain that you're the catcher for the nearest professional baseball team. Question: won't she know I'm not the catcher for the nearest professional baseball team? Answer: nope. Catchers wear masks for most of the game, so they are almost impossible to identify in the real world. 3. Have sex with her. Note: if you're in Canada, this will also work with hockey goalies. Question: but are Canadian women really worth it? Answer: yes. Pamela Anderson is Canadian. But more importantly, she was Canadian even back when she was hot. True story. The anniversary of my wife's death. Success rate, 69%. Attracts, perennial bridesmaids. Requirements, single rose. Prep time, none. Bummers, too easy? The play. 1. Sit in a public place and stare longingly at a single rose. 2. When a worthy target approaches, sheepishly admit that today is the anniversary of your wife's death. Now you've got her right where you want her. Feeling guilty. 3. Now, your target is unknowingly sipping from a lethal cocktail of guilt, pity, and the distinctly feminine assumption that, quote, this guy was married, therefore he must be a catch. All you have to say is, I don't know if I can be alone tonight. And it is so on. The Goldilocks Dilemma. In this classic play, it's likely your target will ask how your wife passed. If a misty, I don't want to talk about it, doesn't satisfy, you may be forced to give a cause of death, but take heed. Too vague and she'll get suspicious, too detailed and she'll lose her ladywood. You need something right in the middle, like one of these. Scrapbooking accident, Wolverine attack, surprise oxygen allergy, juggling mishap, chainsaws, wasn't tall enough to ride roller coaster, runaway shopping cart, the bends, not enough vegetables, died reaching her 83rd climax while having sex with you. The mannequin. Success rate, 77%. Attracts shoppers. Requirements, a good suit, patience, strong knees. Prep time, none. Bummers, must stand still even if you have to pee. The play. 1. Sneak into a window display. Assume a comfortable pose. Freeze. 2. Stare out at pedestrians until you see a hottie walk by. This might take a while, so be careful not to lock your legs. 3. Slowly come to life, knock on the glass, and beckon her inside. 4. Tell her that you've seen her walk by hundreds of times and prayed every night that one day you'd become real just so you could touch her skin. 5. Touch her skin. 6. Have sex with her. Not in the window display. That's probably illegal these days. The love at first sight. Success rate, 10%. Attracts innocent types. Requirements, a bro, a boombox. Prep time, a couple minutes. Bummers, can't try it more than once in one location per night. The play. 1. Choose a target with a particularly innocent face. Note, innocent doesn't always mean young. Look for an eye diameter to face diameter ratio no smaller than 1 to 3. Think Powerpuff Girls. 2. Approach your target, but pretend you're walking in slow motion. If you're worried it won't look believable, try doing it with your shoes on halfway. 3. Stare at your target until she starts to speak. Try to mimic exactly what she says, then stop when she stops. Do it again when she resumes talking. This creates the illusion you're so in sync you were going to say the same thing, even though you probably weren't going to say, why are you staring at me, creep? 4. Cue your bro to fire up Ann Wilson and Mark Reno's timeless duet, Almost Paradise, on the boombox. Have him start at the 2-minute, 44-second mark, so you get to hear the bridge. 5. Just as they hit the chorus, ask your target if she believes in love at first sight. 6. If she does, then she also might believe in bang on first night. You know what I'm talking about? The biker. Success rate, 17%. Attracts road chicks, bad boy hunters. Requirements, leather jacket, helmet. Prep time, none. Bummers, talking shop with actual bikers. The play. 1. Put on a leather jacket and carry a motorcycle helmet into a bar or party. Note, you'll want a full-face racing-style helmet or a Harley type with maybe some skulls on it. Don't go with one of those speed racer helmets, because chicks will think you're either a moped driver or, worse, French. 2. Choose a conspicuous area to display your helmet and wait for a woman to approach and inquire about your hog. 3. If you can't take it from there, then I can't help you. Caution. Playing up the motorcycle gang aspect is a high-risk, high-reward move that I cannot officially endorse. But if you must, you'll need a fake gang name, unless you want a group of burly men rearranging your limbs into a suicide shifter, a sissy bar, or any other intimidating-sounding motorcycle part. the Leo. Success rate 1%, 2% when his movie is in theaters. Attracts groupies. Requirements: aviator sunglasses, wispy goatee, friends. Prep time: 5 minutes on DiCaprio's IMDb page. Bummers: spending 5 minutes on DiCaprio's IMDb page. Look how much more he's done with his life. The play. 1. Put on your aviator sunglasses, the only accessory known to man that simultaneously raises both your cool and your douche factors. 2. Choose a target and introduce yourself as movie star Leonardo DiCaprio. 3. While she's laughing at you, have your friends approach and say, "Hey, I loved you in The Basketball Diaries. Hey, when's Titanic 2 coming out? You've gotten much better since What's Eating Gilbert Grape." 4. Now she has to at least consider that you're actually Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's when you say, "Well, if you've ever wanted to sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio, now's your chance." 5. It just might work. The Abracadabra. Success rate: Attracts easily amused chicks. Requirements: handcuffs, handcuffs key. Prep time: seconds. Bummers: Google false imprisonment. The play. 1. Approach your target and ask if she likes magic. Disregard her answer and quickly handcuff your hand to her hand. 2. Have her feel up your sleeve to ensure you're not hiding the key up there. Then, as fun patter, say, "Now check down my pants. I'm only kidding." Of course, if she actually does go for it, don't be an idiot. 3. Start to fumble around, and after a moment of panic, smack yourself in the head with your conjoined hands and say, "I may have left the key at home." 4. Back at your place, discover the key in the nightstand next to your bed. With any luck, you'll need those handcuffs again. Okay, a lot of luck. The Brian's Friend. Success rate 90%. Attracts all women. Requirements: some memorization. Prep time: none. Bummers: which Brian? The play. 1. Approach a chick and say, "Hey, it's great to see you again. I feel terrible, but I've forgotten your name." 2. She'll insist she's never met you before. That's when you say, "I'm Brian's friend." 3. Embarrassed, she will endeavor to make it up to you, hopefully sex-wise. Why does this work? Every person alive knows somebody named Brian. And he's a pretty good dude. The Bionic Man. Success rate 65%. Attracts sensual types. Requirements: a firm handshake. Prep time: none. Bummers: running into actual veterans may get sweaty, or more likely, bloody. The play. 1. Introduce yourself to your target, and without straining your face, put everything you've got into your handshake. 2. When she screams out in pain, quickly apologize. You don't know your own strength anymore. You were injured in the war, and the military replaced most of your body parts with surplus titanium. Nod your head meaningfully at your crotch vicinity. 3. Wait for her to make the first move. The Stanley Cup. Success rate 90%. Attracts sporty chicks, but not sports fan chicks. Requirements: tinfoil, Sharpie. Prep time: 45 minutes. Bummers: too much arts and crafts for some. The play. 1. Glue or tape a punch bowl to the top of a coffee maker or lamp. If it's roughly the shape of a chess pawn or a bloated toilet plunger, you're good to go. 2. Cover your sculpture in tinfoil. You are now in possession of the Stanley Cup. 3. Use a Sharpie to blacken out a few teeth, just like you'd do if there were a play called The Bumpkin, which probably wouldn't be very successful unless you'd just discovered oil. 4. Carry your trophy into a bar and wait for the ladies to swoon. Why does this work? All ladies like professional athletes because they are wealthy and in shape, but none can tell you what a championship trophy looks like, at least none you want to get with. Each member of the champion team gets to possess the Stanley Cup for one day. When you explain this to your target, she will feel even more special that you've chosen to spend time with plain old her. Also, because women are legally required to see the movie The Cutting Edge, every chick is hardwired to think she can turn a tough guy hockey player into her ice dancing partner. You now represent the ultimate project. The befuddled puppy owner. Success rate, 80%. Attracts animal lovers. Requirements, puppy. Prep time, 2 hours. Bummers, house training difficult, frustrating. The play. 1. Pick out a puppy at a local shelter. Aim for the one with the biggest paws and floppiest ears. Studies have shown these are the most significant factors in whether a woman will sleep with a guy in order to hang out with his puppy. 2. Leash up your new best friend and take him to a park or other safe public space. Once you've identified your target, let the puppy loose in her direction and give chase. 3. Your target will help you catch him and immediately fawn all over the puppy because the only thing more attractive to a woman than a puppy is a puppy made out of chocolate diamonds. 4. Admit that you're new at this whole dog thing. You were walking by a burning building and saved this little guy and don't even know if your home is puppy safe. Maybe she could help you out. 5. When she asks what his name is, act embarrassed and say, "No, you'll make fun of me." When she insists, sigh and say, "Well, actually, my dog's a she. I named her after one of my idols." Her. "Okay, what's her name?" You. Dramatic pause. Then. Oprah. 6. Take your target home and let her teach you how to sit and roll over. The portrait. Success rate, 35%. Attracts art-loving chicks, tourists. Requirements, lots of money, a decent profile. Prep time, a couple nights. Bummers, must spend time in a museum. The play. 1. Commission a painting of yourself, preferably wearing epaulets, holding an elephant gun, or wearing one of those goofy hats that look like a giant velvet chalupa. Dibs, BT dubs on velvet chalupa as a nightclub name. Note, be sure to choose a flattering artist, and do yourself a favor by springing for Belgian linen instead of your run-of-the-mill canvas. This is something you'll want to display with pride for many years to come. 2. Bribe a museum guard to hang up your portrait, or if you're feeling adventurous, sneak in after hours and do it yourself. 3. The next day, loiter near the painting until your chosen target approaches. As soon as she does a double take, you're off to the races with your choice of opening lines. A. I know, it's embarrassing, but yes, I'm royalty. B. That's my great-great-grandfather. Jerk only left me 3 castles. C. Take a long, wistful breath, and then, as though your mind is trapped aboard a carousel of long-forgotten faces and faded, sepia-toned memories too rich and varied to ever possibly express, sigh and say, "Oh, that was a long, long time ago." The Ted Mosby. Success rate, 5%. Hey, kind of like Ted. Attracts perennial bridesmaids, divorcees, girls who like a mess. Requirements, tuxedo, eye drops, wedding ring. Prep time, 11 minutes. Bummers, ring shopping ain't cheap. The play. 1. Put on your tux. Don't you look nice, like you're about to meet the queen or assassinate someone. Now, mess up your tie, untuck your shirt, and go nuts with the eye drops until your face looks like it does after watching the end of E.T. The real E.T., not the neutered, lifeless, let's replace shotguns with walkie-talkies version Spielberg inexcusably released a few years ago. Hang out with George Lucas much? 2. Choose a conspicuous space in a public venue and let out a few sighs. 3. Take out the wedding ring and stare at it. Spin it on the counter, silently curse at it. Basically, freak out over it like that sickly kid did in The Lord of the Rings. 4. Eventually, a woman will take the bait, approach, and ask what's wrong. At first, play it off, but then quickly admit that you were just left at the altar, left to absorb the humiliating stares of your closest friends and family. You never thought Jen could do this to you. BTW, naming your fiancé helps sell the ruse. Jen is a safe, albeit familiar choice. Studies suggest there are no fewer than 83 million Jens in the United States alone. 5. Pity will drive the bus from there. Just don't forget to get off. The Jim Nacho. Success rate, 30%. Attracts, fortune seekers. Requirements, a keen ear. Prep time, none. Bummers, having to listen to a chick. The play, 1. Hover around your target in a non-creepy way. 2. As soon as she expresses approval of anything, say thank you as if you're responsible for its creation. Examples. Target, my favorite movie is Gone with the Wind. You, thank you. Target, Lisa, I really like your shoes. You, thank you. Target, these are great nachos. You, thank you. 3. Next, introduce yourself as Jim blank. Take whatever she likes as your last name. So, in the last example, you'd say, I'm Jim Nacho. 4. Have sex with her. The Confused Inheritor. Success rate, 33%. Attracts, money hunters. Requirements, a doctored will. Prep time, a few hours of research. Bummers, legalese. The play, 1. Set up camp near your target and look perplexed at a piece of paper. 2. If your target doesn't immediately approach, do a lot of sighing and shaking your head. Eventually, she'll come over and ask what's bothering you. 3. Show her your fake will and act confused. Why do I owe my recently deceased Uncle Stephen $83 million? That jerk invented cupcakes. 4. Make sure the clearest part of your fake will includes the following clause. Stephen James Smith hereby leaves, your name here, a sum of $83 million. You read that right. $83 million. That kind of money can buy a pantload of chocolate diamond kittens. 5. After she explains that you're owed $83 million, celebrate your newfound fortune by having sex with her. The Other Jonas. Success rate, 70%. Attracts, spotlight leeches. Requirements, a sense of rhythm. Prep time, none. Bummers, may attract the underaged. The play, 1. Dress up like a Jonas brother. You have 3 options. A. Put on a collared shirt with rolled up sleeves, a skinny necktie, and jeans. B. Put on white sneakers, a white shirt, and a black vest. C. Shoot yourself in the head before you'd ever do A or B. 2. Identify your target and talk loudly in her direction about your little brother's world tour, television show, and low-budget summer movie. I'm just assuming there's one of those. 3. After she inquires, tell her that you're the other Jonas brother. 4. She'll sleep with you because while you're close to fame, you're not lame. And you should use that line. Note, at different points throughout history, this play was known as the Backstreet Man, the 99 Degrees, and the slightly older Kid on the Block. As the playbook ages, simply replace the other Jonas with the other latest teen pop band. Female playbook. The playbook is engineered almost exclusively for men seeking women. This is simply because it happens to be my area of expertise. But in the interest of Title IX, breaking the glass ceiling and not being falsely accused of being sexist, I'm including here, at no extra charge, the playbook for chicks. The Playbook for Chicks by Barney Stinson with Matt Kuhn. This book is dedicated to women dumb enough to think they need a book to pick up guys. You only need 2 things to pick up a guy. Hint, your nipples live on them. Oh, and if you're hot, give me a buzz. The Chick. Success rate, 1,000%. Attracts any man, anywhere, anytime. Requirements, 2 X chromosomes. Prep time, none. Bummers, too easy. The play, 1. Pick a dude. 2. Look at him. 3. Have sex with him. About the author. Barney Stinson is an eligible bachelor who has got it going on downstairs. You should get with him if you have the chance.